It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of John, studying the book of John, the sixth chapter, and we're going to begin reading today with the 25th verse, and we're going to read verse 25 down through verse 30. And so if you would please open your Bibles and look to those verses, John chapter 6, verse 25 through verse 30. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located in Hamilton, Illinois. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and the address that you could send a card to would be Parkview Bible Church, Hamilton, Illinois, 18th and Church Street, and the zip code is 62341, and the box is 43. And we would love to hear from you. And again, we're just one block north of the Dairy Queen here in Hamilton, so please come and see us if you'd like, write to us if you would like to. But most of all, we love studying the Word of God and helping you to know, come to know, and come to grow in the Lord Jesus. Now, if you have your Bibles open, John chapter 6, we don't tarry very long, we're ready to study the Word of God. John chapter 6, beginning to read with verse 25, "And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when camest thou hither? And Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perishes, but for that meat that endures unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed. Then said they unto him, What shall we do that we might work the works of God? And Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he has sent. They said therefore unto him, What sign showest thou then that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work? And I'm going to go ahead and read verse 31 for you. Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written, He gave them bread from heaven to eat. And then we'll look for the response of the Lord Jesus in verse 32. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not the bread from heaven, but my Father gave you the true bread from heaven. Now we're going to stop there. I said it at 30, but we read two more verses besides that. I love to read the Word of God to see exactly what it has to say to us, and then we'll enjoy the study. Let's go to the Lord in prayer before we begin. Father, I thank you today that we can come and study your Word. It's such a joy to open your precious Word, pore over it, know your way and will for our lives. It's just so enjoyable, Lord, to trust in your Word and to walk after you. I thank you for your Word. I thank you for the opportunity to serve you and to walk after you, to serve a living God as you are. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you for feeding me. Continue to help me to grow. Now, Father, I ask that you will direct us now as we study this Word, that all that are listening, it'll apply to their heart and be touched by your Spirit today, and they will come to you and be saved today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We found ourselves last time we were together looking at the word work. And as the Lord Jesus discussed with the people that followed, that you've come to me not because I am God and not because I can save you and be your Savior, but you come to me because you're hungry. You were either heard rumor of what I have done in the past when I fed the 5,000, and now you're back again, and you've just heard of that, or you were there and you were filled at that time, so now you've chased me back down again because you're hungry once again. And he tells them that in verse 26, Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. And so that's exactly what I said. You know, we understand a need to feed the body, the physical body. When we're hungry, we find something to eat. And in this country, there are some folks, yes, that are hungry, go to bed hungry at night. But there are many, many folks that have way too much to eat and way too much food. And when they eat, they just gorge themselves because they think they're hungry, and that satisfies them to eat. But you know, when you eat of that physical food, it isn't long. I don't care how much you eat. It's not too long that you're hungry once again. Well, we understand the need to feed upon, to eat food and to satisfy our physical needs, that we have the energy to work and the energy to go. And people understand that. Well, they came to Jesus because physically they were hungry. Physically they had a need. The sad thing is that today people do not understand that there is a spiritual need. That's a physical need. There also is a great spiritual need, and it's much more important than the physical need. But people ignore that. They do not realize that they are lost and separated from God. They don't realize that the wages of sin is death. The price that they're going to have to pay for their sin is death. And that's the only way out of it other than the free gift that Jesus hands us. That same verse, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We have a free gift. It's grace. It's handed to us. And please that you come to the Lord Jesus today and trust in Him. Maybe you've been listening for some time and you've never realized that there is something you need to do, and that's you must have a personal relationship. And the only way you can do that is to face your sin and come to the living God, come to the Lord Jesus, and ask Him to save you, and He will. He's paid for it. You can't just confess your sin and then say, God, I want you to save me, and then He saves us without something else taking place. But what has taken place has been done by the Lord Jesus Himself, and that is upon the cross of Calvary. Upon that cross, He was hung on that cross, and He died upon that cross, and while He took care of that, while He did that, He took the sins of all the world. That's the only way. See, if I come to Him and say, Jesus, I trust in You, and I want to serve You, and I want to be a child of God, and so please, I'm going to come right on now into heaven, and I'm going to be Yours. If there wasn't something to take care of my sin, it wouldn't matter what I said, no matter what I did, because it wouldn't be enough. The cost of sin is death. Jesus paid for that upon the cross of Calvary, and that's the reason that there is only one way, and that's by the gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Please come to the Lord Jesus that your sins can be forgiven, but you must come with a repentant heart to Him. We have the discussion here that they come for the food. Well, again, I'm sure that there's not too many times with the people who are listening to this program, there's not too many times that you don't have something to eat. Maybe you don't have all you want to eat. Maybe you don't have exactly the kind of food that you want to eat, but you have food to eat. You have nourishment for the body. And so if you understand that, now I want you to go to the next step here, and I want you to understand the need that we have to have for the spirit, for the soul, to feed the soul. Now, we've went through, last time we were together, concerning the working. We went through many verses of Scripture concerning that we are to be givers. We're to give when there's a need, a physical need and a spiritual need. We're to give. We're to tell people that Jesus saves, that they'll come to the Lord Jesus. We're also to help people with their physical needs. But we are told, and we read this verse of Scripture at the close last time, and I'm going to just begin there as we've looked now at the cross of Calvary. We've looked at we've explained how there's two different kinds of food. There's the food that is necessary for our physical needs, and there is also a spiritual food that we need to grow and to walk each day in the Lord Jesus. Now, how do we keep this all together? Because as we find in verse 27, it says, labor not for the meat that perishes. Now, remember that verse. I'm at John chapter 6, verse 27, labor not for the meat that perishes. Now, I'm going to take you back to Thessalonians, because that's where we left off last time, 2 Thessalonians. And we're going to look at the third chapter, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. And I'm going to read from the 6th through the 10th verse, the very same verses that I closed with last time we were together. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, beginning with verse 6. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye withdraw yourselves from every brethren that walketh disorderly, and not after the tradition which he received of us. For yourselves know how ye ought to follow us, for we behaved not ourselves disorderly among you, neither did we eat any man's bread for naught, but wrought with labor and travail night and day, that we might not be chargeable to any of you, not because we have not power, but to make ourselves an example unto you to follow us. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. And so by the Lord Jesus feeding this 5,000, he did not tell them, he did not promote to them that you weren't to work. Scripture tells us, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, if you don't work, you don't eat. Now that's awful clear, isn't it? We have a multitude of people that don't work today, that get something for nothing. Shouldn't be. Shouldn't be. There's just a handful out there that can't do something for their food. But they're so used to taking the charity, and they're so used to taking the handout, and they're so used to being on welfare of some sort or another, that they're not willing to face their own responsibilities and get to work and put food on the table. Meet the needs of their family, their own needs and the needs of their family. Now, we have this here, if you don't work, you don't eat. And then verse 27, back in John chapter 6, verse 27, it says, labor not for the meat that perishes. Yeah, that's exactly what he's talking about in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, is working and putting food on the table and taking care of your family's needs and your own needs. Now, what we need to understand is that there's a big difference between needs and wants. And a lot of people, they fulfill that need, but then they work the overtime. And they work Sundays, and they work Saturdays, and they work all the time to fill that void that they think they have because they don't make enough money in 5 days, so they need to work the overtime, many times cheat God himself out of the time that they should be in the house of God. And again, there's jobs that there's no choice. You have to work. Now, I understand that. Many people work shift work, and so they land on Sunday or Wednesday or Sunday nights that they can't come into the house of God. But many folks choose. They make a choice. They make a choice because they're more hungry for things than they are for the Word of God, for the direction of God, for the strength of God, for the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, whatever it might be. Many people look for the physical needs because they know I need this dollar, I need this almighty dollar, and so they just keep going after, just keep hitting it all the time to take care of that. Now, you need to live in a little older home then. You need to drive a little older car then. You need not to have all that fancy stuff in your house if that's what it's doing, because it's taking you away from the Lord. And you kind of look what a need is. Now that's what it's talking about here in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Work. And if you don't work, you don't eat. Now, eating is a very basic principle. And to have a roof over your head and to have means to get to work and fill the needs of your family and yourself, needs. But be careful that those needs don't slide right into wants. And it's something you really don't need, but it's something you sure do want. And I'm willing to work that extra overtime. So what if I miss a couple church services? It's not going to hurt me. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. If you don't eat, you don't work, you don't eat. That's what the Word of God tells us. But it also, we're told that we need to look to our needs. And the Lord Jesus said that He will meet our needs. He will help us to meet our needs. And so, see, we need to seek first His kingdom, His will, His direction. And then, yes, go to work. Because we're made to work and we're supposed to work. And if you don't work, you don't eat. But see that you don't work so much of the time that we're losing sight of verse 27. Now, I've just read the very first part of that, so let me read the rest of it. Labor not for the meat which perishes, okay? That could be this extra working we're talking about back in 2 Thessalonians. But for the meat, for that meat which endures unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. Now that's a beautiful verse of Scripture there. And it says, labor not for the meat which perishes, but for the meat that endures unto everlasting life. I don't care what you do with food. I don't care if you freeze it, if you can it. I don't care what you do. There is a life to it. And once that life is ended, that food's going to spoil. It's not going to be good. You put it right in the refrigerator, or you put it down in the freezer, and yes, if you freeze it right away, it'll last a lot longer. Or if you can it, it'll last a long time. But there's a time when it's no longer good for you to eat. No longer safe for you to eat that. Because it is the food's gone bad. You work and you work and you work and you work. How much of that is for food, for necessities, and how much of that is for wants? God says, don't spend all your time. He doesn't say here not to work. But don't spend all of your life trying to fulfill all the physical needs, because there is another need, as I started out with. You have the food for the body, and you could add the other things that we think we need, whether it be food for the body or we need raiment, as the Scripture says, the clothes. And clothes could include everything, the house that you live in and the car that you drive and the part of town that you live in and the places where you go out at night for entertainment, those things, all that takes money, the ball games you go to, and so many things that take money. And so you got to work a lot of hours so that you got enough money so that you can fill that need. All those things can kind of fall down into that line of wants more than needs. He that doesn't work doesn't eat. Now get that in your mind. Get that straight in your head. And then let's go to the second step. Let's be careful that we just work for what we need, not what we necessarily want, what we need. And then we begin to labor. We begin to work and we begin to labor for other things. And here's what it lists. But for that meat which endures unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. Now, as we're looking down across these verses of Scripture, there's two different works that need to go on in our life, and we need to keep them straight. We need to work to meet our family's needs and our needs. We also need to labor for the Lord Jesus in taking out the gospel of the Lord Jesus. Now, maybe you don't even know the Lord Jesus, so the only thing you know to do is work. Or maybe you're not even that far. You have gotten wrapped up with the ways of this society and decide that it's better just to sit down with your feet up and you go here and you go there. I don't have time for a job. You better get a job. The Word of God says that if you don't work, you don't eat. And if you want God to bless you, you better work. Now, if there's not one thing that you can do, if you're just totally unable, God understands that. But you better know that that's the truth. You better know that you're not capable of working. Now, labor, verse 2 Thessalonians, for our needs. Come to John chapter 6. Labor not for the meat that perishes. If it's going to perish, it's something you don't need. Yes, it goes for what you need, not for what you want. Because the wants is a waste. Needs are essential. But for that meat which endures unto everlasting life. Okay, now do you want to know what that is? What kind of meat endures unto everlasting life. In verse 27, it says labor. Look at the end of that verse, and you have a little four-letter word there, and that word is give. The Son of Man shall give unto you. We're to labor for our needs. But don't get so carried away that you're going to labor and work so hard for other things, for other material things. Now, let's look back real quick, because I love this verse of Scripture. And this verse is in Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55. We studied through this not too long ago when we were studying the book of Isaiah. We did that on Sunday night, and oh, we had a lot of fun. Isaiah 55, and it's the first three verses. O everyone that thirsts, come ye to the waters. He that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk, without money, without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfies not? Hearken diligently unto me. Eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. That's the call that the Lord Jesus gives. Will you please come? That's back in Old Testament. Old Testament reading, an Old Testament prophecy there, and it's a prophecy that comes true if you'll incline your ear. And you can't come with your money. You see, if you would work and work and work and then come and hand me $10,000 or $100,000 or $100 million, I could not give you eternal life. There is no one in this world with no amount of money, no amount of material gain, that could give you eternal life. Labor not for the meat that perishes. Will you please meet the needs of your family, meet your needs, and then let's get busy about working on something that is everlasting, not something that we consume and so it's gone, or something that we buy and we desire so much to have and all it does is rust away. Let's get our priorities straight. Let's set our eyes upon working to fill our needs. Watch the Lord Jesus take what little we have and meet those needs. And then let's begin that wonderful walk with Him, because our eyes are immediately turned. As soon as that day's work done, and don't misunderstand me, you work hard, and you do the very, very best job you can do. I don't want a lazy bum. I want somebody, when they come to work for me, I want them to give me 100%. I've never liked these people that say, I want 110%, because you already know you're going to get cheated. Because no one can give 100%, 110%. They can give 100%. They can give the best of their ability. I want you to do that to your boss. Whoever you work for, whatever you do the best job you can do. You work that 8 hours or that 10 hours or that 12 hours or whatever you have to work that it takes to meet the needs of your family, and you work hard. Don't cheat your boss. Don't cheat him. You wouldn't go into the store and steal something, but you steal from your boss all the time. Please, that you give him an honest day's work. But as soon as that day's work is over, now it's time. And even while you're there working, you can be in prayer. You can be in fellowship with the Lord. Because you're awaiting that time that you can come and study His Word and visit and fellowship with others and come together with the church, and you're anxious to sit down at home and open your Bible and study your Bible, and you're anxious to win your neighbor over for the Lord Jesus and the rest of your family over for the Lord Jesus. Oh, we got things to do. I hope that you know Jesus today. I hope you know that He died on the cross of Calvary, as I spoke of earlier. He took all your sin. He paid for it. He can't just accept you into heaven because you decide you want to go. Number one, there's nothing good in you, so you would never desire that. He draws you. And second, you if you decided to come and could decide to come, you couldn't, because God is holy, and he will not, cannot accept you. So he gave you a way. And that way is through and by the blood of the Lord Jesus, the shed blood of Jesus Christ. That blood covers all your sin and took it away. It's not, in the Old Testament, it was covered. It's taken away because Jesus has went to the cross. Please, that you trust in the Lord Jesus and you look unto him and realize, as Isaiah said, it doesn't take money. To come to Jesus doesn't take money. It's a free gift. He hands it to you. It's his mercy that's given it to you. It's also his mercy and his power that strengthens you to go out and tell people that Jesus saves and bring the gospel to folks. We find here that it says, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. Isn't that something? Because God the Father sealed the Son. When we come to the Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit seals us, and both of us are kept. Both of us are kept. Wonderful to walk with the Lord Jesus. Given. Then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? Verse 28. Did they listen? He said, I will give you. Seems like they picked up on the word labor up there. But they didn't listen to the labor not. That's the reason today that many churches and groups attach work to their salvation. Because from the very beginning, people would like to do that. They would like to be able to pay. They would like to just come and lay down some money and buy their eternal life, buy their place in heaven, buy their seat so they can be called a child of God. Or maybe they would just like to kind of go on the installment plan, and that is pay so much a week. You know, some believe that. Some churches promote that in order to get somebody that's died, why then they have to pray him up, and you have to bring so much money, and you got to give money to do that. Oh, my friend, that's not in the Word of God. You've got to take care of your situation with your sin before you die, and there is nothing you can do after you die. And there's nothing in the Word of God, in God's Word, that says that man has come up with those things. Also, man likes to think that you can lose your salvation. And when they promote that kind of doctrine, that false doctrine, that you can lose your salvation once you've truly come by faith to Jesus, why, then they can keep you in church. They keep you there working. They keep you there bringing money into the church. They keep you there serving. They keep you there because you got to take communion. You got to be baptized. You got to do all these things in order to hopefully go to heaven. Hopefully to have eternal life. And I've told you many, many times that, you know, we talk about eternal life. You think, well, that's something that's going to start when I die. No, eternal life begins now. You see, if you don't know Jesus, you're not alive at all. You have no life. You have a bunch of things, but you've never lived. You have no life. If you want real life, then please come to Jesus Christ today. And you'll begin a wonderful walk with the living God. And you can do that by coming to the Lord Jesus and confessing your sin. You need to say, Lord Jesus, I have opened your word. Your word has convicted my heart. And now I am coming with bended knees. I'm coming and my eyes are facing the ground. And I ask, Lord, please, would you take my sin away, and would you come into my heart and save me, please? And he is faithful. When you come with a truly repentant heart, he is faithful to save you. It's not exactly the words you have to say, but it's a heart condition, my friend. You must come to Jesus today, and you must be saved. And once you come to Jesus, once you trust in him, then he seals you. You are kept and sealed by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes to live within your heart, never to be separated. You want to work after you're saved because you love the fellowship and you're giving back to what God has given you. But it's not for salvation, because you're sealed. My friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?